Last night, officials in Anchorage finalized the city's vote count. It's the last step in an election where one of the biggest surprises was the success of the newly implemented vote-by-mail system. More than 79,000 ballots were cast, pushing turnout to just over 36%, a high figure relative to Anchorage's normal local election returns. Assemblymember Eric Croft was one of many to praise the municipal clerk's office, saying the increase in civic engagement is evidence that the new system made voting easier for residents.
We're all impressed on the numbers, but what it means is our prior system didn't work for a lot of people. And we've been bemoaning the lack of participation, and some of it at least, is we didn't make it very easy for people, and we're trying to fix that.
The vote certification upholds what had, up until Tuesday night, been preliminary results. Mayor Ethan Berkowitz won a second term. Ballot Measure 1, related to bathroom regulations, was struck down by a few thousand votes. And the sale of a municipal electrical utility will move forward. The clerk's office says it will continue looking at ways to improve the vote-by-mail system, such as potentially including postage for returning ballots. The assembly is also undergoing a bit of a shakeup in leadership. Longtime chairman Dick Traney is ceding control of the body to a newer member. After a quick vote count, the assistant clerk announced the results.
We have a new chair, Forrest Dunbar.
Congratulations.
Prior to being elected onto the assembly in 2016, Dunbar had run against Congressman Don Young for his House seat. Eric Croft, who represents West Anchorage, was elected to be the new vice chair.